it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Woody. We got Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school sports insider. You can hear him right here on WQAM. And Blue and I spent a little time talking last night. We had some things to talk about as the story is all over the place now. Apparently, it's not just going on here. It's going on in California as well, where we're having transfers during the year. I got to be honest with you. I had no idea you were allowed to do it, Larry, as we saw Northwestern quarterback transferring to American Heritage Plantation. I did not know it was even legal to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're 100% right. I didn't either, and I've been doing this a long, long time, and this is, I can't figure it out. Not, like I say, it's not my lane. I don't, you know, make the rules, but it seems a little bit that they're setting themselves up for some type of bombshell down the road where, you know, the first couple of games, a team may be out of it, and then all of a sudden they get all these transfers
right.
in from other programs.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, and then they make these super teams before you know it. And I don't know who is, you know, letting these people get away with it. I just find it really tough that when you start a season out, Joe, and we're talking high school. This
right.
isn't the NFL where there's a transaction wire every day and these kids are, you know, going to from place to place for compensation and players to be named later and draft picks. And this is really,
yeah.
I mean, it's humorous, but it's really not. You
no.
know what I'm saying? It's funny for you and I to kind of yuck it up a little bit and talk about it. But on the reality of it, you know, where's the end to it? And where was the beginning to it? That's
yeah.
what I want to know. And where, you know, I mean, this is high school. This isn't the NFL. You know, this isn't even in college, which kind of, you know, that's another entire show, which that has morphed into kind of a joke
yeah.
as well. And it's, it's ridiculous
well,
where it is. And it'll all be traced to something of finance. I mean, I'm sure, you know, in the NFL now, the rule changes, you know, we don't have the same rivalries anymore because of the NFL and college the same way because of money and, yeah, I don't know where I don't know where it began, so I don't know where it's going to end.
Well, so nobody's going to complain until exactly what you just said. Three or four really good players go, and the team ends up being really bad. They're losing. Morale's really bad. Everybody's upset. They're hearing bad things in high school, and they go, screw that. I'm going to go to this other team that's really good, and I know I can play right away. Come on, guys. Let's take the four of us and go, and they all leave. That's going to happen next. That's coming next if you're allowed to just go where you want. So how good, before we move on, well, I want to get some games. Leon Strutter, the senior quarterback at Northwestern who's transferring to American Heritage Plantation. How good a quarterback? He threw a ton of touchdowns last year.
48 touchdowns, two picks, a state championship. Leon's a really good quarterback. And, you know, he was set into the battle with the young freshman Neiman Lawrence from the beginning of the year. And, you know, when Teddy was there, he said, you know what, there's no doubt we're going to use them both. They're both really quality,
ooh,
you know, quarterbacks. And you figure with the talent that Northwestern has, you know, both of them are going to play extensively.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to be 38-0 in some of the games at halftime. So, you know, a lot of these kids are going to get an opportunity to do what they do. But like you said, it's not only here, you know, I mean, and here's Chaminade during the summer picked, you know, got a quarterback to transfer from a Tampa Bay Tech, which is 260 miles away. And he comes here. And then all of a sudden last week he leaves and goes to Venice and he's starting the night in their game against Port Charlotte.
Like, I don't like, so what if he's not happy in Venice and the coach yells at him, can he transfer again? Cause he's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I just
go back home. And, but
wow.
You see, it's taken the discipline out of it and it's taken the spotlight away from this season, you know, I mean,
yes.
Because there's some real, like tonight, we got a really good matchup, hopefully, weather permitting. This weather's killing me. But the weather permitting, you got a really good game with Northwestern and Norland. Two really evenly matched teams. I mean, you know, you could say that Northwestern's that much better, but Norland has come, you know, Coach Tyron Johnson's taken over for Coach Heidelberg, who, you know, was there for over two decades.
Long time.
Done a great job. Yeah, so, and he's all of a sudden, you know, they got that one game that got away from them against, you know, defending 7A state runner-up and up there in Lake Mary, where they were up 29-7, and they lost 30-29. But, yeah, they both have one common foe already, Carroll City. They both beat them pretty convincingly. So, yeah, I expect that's going to be one of the better games tonight. And, you know, obviously you have, you know, what could have been a good matchup if Western stayed together, and they didn't. But there is St. Thomas, who's the number one team. As I said to you yesterday, I think, you know, other than IMG, which is kind of an unfair playing field.
You think St. Thomas is the best team in the state?
Yeah. And they're still one of the best in the country. I mean, think about it. I mean, they came within 3 points of Matter Day. Matter Day, one of the top teams in the country over the last decade, really well-coached football team, you know, who does a lot with what St. Thomas does in their own Southern California area. They get some of the best kids. And there's no lie, St. Thomas does too, and, you know, Chaminade and Heritage being private schools. But, you know, the funny thing that you just mentioned, you know, about when this is going to end, there's more structure at the private school level because the kids go to the schools. They're not homeschooled, you know, so there's more structure. So if Leon Strotter was being homeschooled when he was at Northwestern, I don't know if he was, but now he's got to go to classes over at Heritage. So it's,
well, this homeschool thing is like the way it started years and years ago and what it's being used for now is just so wrong, so many ways. And nobody wants to come out, and the guys behind it, it's too bad.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, because Florida, especially South Florida, is in such a spotlight nationally, you know, a situation like Dia Bell, who is the number one quarterback in the country, you know, out of American Heritage, who's committed already to Texas, you know, he gets injured and he's out for the year. So that makes national news. It just didn't reverberate down Broward Boulevard. It's, you know, it's national news because of that. And then tonight, you know, this is a game that they're playing tonight in New Orleans against a team with 17-0 last year in Edna Carr, who is Pat Surtain's alma mater. And that game was actually set up when Pat was the head coach at Heritage, but they had a hurricane back then. And now it's come to fruition. So they go on the road tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, in New Orleans, and welcome to the big time. And,
try to get Strouder in there overnight on a jet or something to get him up there so he can play in that game. Hey, let's talk about some other games here. Palmetto. Yeah. First of all, who you like in that Northwestern game tonight? Northwestern looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, both of them are really good. I'll take Northwestern because they got, you know, they have the running game, and obviously they're, you know, but it's going to, you know what? I say it's going to be a 4 or 5 point game. That's okay. How close it's going to be. People could say what they want, you know, but you know, Norland really hasn't dropped off, you know, a whole lot. I mean, you know, they lost that defensive line, went to Florida State and such, but, as you mentioned, Palmetto, Columbus, you know, on the surface, I mean, this is, Palmetto just can't get over the hump against them. And if they're going to do anything, they have to win this game because this is a district game. This is one of those games that, you know, I mean, Columbus comes in. You know, Columbus really hasn't won a game yet this year, which is strange because they didn't finish the game with Southridge. So, you know, now this is their game that, you know, they played St. Thomas and went to Maryland. And then Palmetto comes in 1-1. So it, you know, Columbus has got the upper hand. They've got that, you know, they got that mojo going. I'll tell you another game that's really good to watch. We don't talk about Archbishop McCarthy. They're one of the.
That's a great story. They've been.
Teams,
yeah.
108 undefeated teams in the state going into this week's game. They have True North Classical Academy with recent FIU commit Zach Katz, quarterback. I think that's going to be a game that's kind of going to peg the meter a little bit for people to, you know, keep an eye on. You also have, let's talk about our Palm Beach people.
Cardinal Newman at Pahokee. Pahokee's back, man. I thought I heard that area, there weren't jobs, and a lot of people are leaving that area, and here's old Pahokee hanging in there with a hell of a team.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, between them and Glade Central, they're 6-0 going wow. into tonight's game, and both of them are got to give them a big shout out because they've done really well, and that should be a good game. You know, I mean, on surface, you say, well, you know, Newman's on a roll; they've got a lot of talent. They played really good competition, but you know, Pahokee's no slouch, especially at home. I think that's going to be one of those games to keep an eye on, and certainly. You know, I want to give a shout out to Atlantic High School up in Delray Beach. I know they contact us quite a bit. You know, they listen to the program. They said, hey, give us a shout out. And they'll get a shout out because they'll play a few teams like Norland over the next couple of weeks. And Coconut Creek, let's give Coconut Creek. They're 3-0. They're undefeated. They're heading for a showdown. So we've got some pretty good games coming up over the next couple of weeks. A lot of these teams that we don't give, you know, a props to, like a Matter Academy, you know, with Ice Harris, they're undefeated after three games. They should be 4-0 tonight as well. And they're setting up a showdown in 2 weeks with North Miami, who's also undefeated. So you got, you know, the lesser, quote unquote, lesser known teams. But nevertheless, we got to talk about Dillard. They could run it this year. I think they could go 10-0. You know, and set themselves up for a couple of home games during the playoffs. So
you know what? I always said this, going back to Coach Gray, it's good for business when Dillard is good. I just think nothing against Ely or any of the other schools that have been really good through the years when I first got in this business. But going back to the old days when Dillard was a real powerhouse and playing St. Thomas and in Fort Lauderdale, boy, those were just a Yankee Stadium, just great games to watch, and it's good to hear that. I got to ask you about West Boca. I really like that West Boca team. I know they played a national game and came up short. You have West Boca as one of the top five teams in South Florida or not? Are they just outside for you?
They're probably right on the outside. They're probably like six because you have so many good teams. Miami Central, we don't talk about, but we'll be talking about them plenty over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I think they're right there looking in, you know, I mean, they're well coached. And listen, they played a really good Bergen Catholic team from New Jersey last week. I was at the game, and it was, you know, well played. Two really good football teams. And, you know, they play great football up in the Northeast. You know that. And certainly, you know, teams like that and Bosco, John Bosco, who's played St. Thomas a number of times and, you know, some of those programs. And we've had a couple of those teams from Philly area who really play extremely well. So, yeah, this is and because of the Broward Showcase, we're getting a lot of these teams and we're getting a chance to see them firsthand.
Right.
So there's no guesswork. And, it's great. It's a shame, though, that, you know, that the great football and the great, you know, the players and everything are kind of being taken away by some of the off-field news.
Yeah. We're going to do, though. You brought up a great point. All right, I'm going to leave you with your top five. Don't worry about hurting anybody's feelings. I know there's been some losses because a lot of them have played national games and lost. Give me your top five as we stand before going into tonight's game. Top five.
Yeah, like I said before, you know, I mean, you can't not, you know, look at St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, that's a really good football program. They've done a tremendous job and what they've done. So I keep them at number one. I look also you take a look at Miami Northwestern at two. I think Central's there at three.
Central's three. Wow.
Yeah, I think
they really weren't getting a lot of love when this thing started. Everybody kind of said, they went through some changes, and, you know, it's, boy, they're hanging in there. All right,
yeah,
four. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. And you make a great point. You know, I mean, you have an opportunity to see a program, you know, like that, and what what Derek Gibson has done. He's come along and has done a tremendous job with them, and I think, like I said, Chaminade before, and we'll keep Heritage and Southridge right at 5-6. We'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks without the Abel. Certainly, it's not the same type of team. But you know what? Mike Smith has done a great job. You know that. You've had him on. He's one of those guys who you know, certainly will rise his team to the occasion. And then, obviously, right after that, you know, you're looking at Norlin and Dillard have an opportunity to kind of knock on that door as well.
Blue, always great having you, man. I'm sorry we had to get into a little dirty stuff here this morning, but great having you. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Anytime. I'll hear about it tonight, I'm sure. See you later.
All right. Larry Bluestar, South Florida High School Football Insider.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.